Following that complex storm that came through Friday into Saturday, a number of rivers are still under flood warnings due to ice jams this afternoon. Otherwise, the weather is generally quiet here starting off the week. For most of us, it's been a bright and cold day. Clouds, though, have been rather stubborn in areas to the south, southwest, and southeast of the capital region, and there are even some snow showers flying through the air as well in some areas. So south of Albany, there are a few snow showers around, but for many of us, the skies remain clear into the early part of tonight. Then things are going to change as a storm very slowly eases into our area late tonight into the day tomorrow. So clouds will increase, and we're likely to see some snow showers come in after midnight. So by tomorrow morning, I expect that many areas will have a fresh covering of snow on the ground. You may have to brush off the car first thing in the morning. And with the snow falling, of course, there's potential for some slippery travel for tomorrow morning's commute. And the storm itself isn't going to do much. It'll be a rather weak system through much of the day tomorrow. So we're looking at clouds. We're looking at periods of light snow through the day tomorrow. I don't think the snow is going to be particularly heavy, but as it's going to be lightly snowing through much of the day, I do anticipate a fresh covering to an inch or two on the ground by late in the day tomorrow. So it's likely that both commutes will be impacted by snow during the day on Tuesday. And then tomorrow night into Wednesday, the storm will hit the coast and basically become a little more energized. It'll have a little more pep in its step, and that means that we're likely to see a period of moderate snow tomorrow evening into morning hours on Wednesday. The snow will be heaviest in areas to the south and southeast of the capital region, so I expect that portions of the southeastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, into Connecticut, into the Berkshires and the Pioneer Valley, and even southern Vermont stand the best opportunity to see additional moderate snow in that time frame, while the rest of us are likely to still see some light snow. So those areas I mentioned are most likely to see snowfall amounts, say, in excess of about 5 or 6 inches. The storm will exit on Wednesday with snow winding down from west to east during the morning, and we'll probably see some sunshine break out by Wednesday afternoon, at least in some areas. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming cloudy with a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of light snow, high 25 to 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits to around 10, and for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of light snow, high 25 to 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the teens. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of light snow, high 26 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of snow showers after midnight, low 10 to 15, and for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of light snow, high 26 to 32. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with snow ending during the morning, some afternoon sunshine with highs in the 20s to near 30, and on Thursday, a mix of sunshine and clouds with some scattered mountain snow showers with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.